Chapter 10. Blooding Grounds, Jade Forest, Ironhold. Kerensky Cluster, Clan Space. November 26th, 3048, 0820 hours. The four summoners advanced north, their movements synchronized and deliberate. Sensor pings marked hostile contacts over 2.5 kilometers away, beyond the northern tree line. Time to set phase one in motion. They eased their pace, letting the lead elements drift ahead of their trailing Trothkin. On Sebastian's HUD, the two forest columns stretched northward on either flank, with his own summoner moving up the eastern line beside Nora's. Mykol and Myra's icons mirrored them on the western side, separated by nearly a kilometer of rain and trees. Sebastian's channel crackled with a challenge as a Hellbringer raised its left arm.
I am Mech Warrior Lars in the Hellbringer A, Mech Warrior Clyde in the Summoner Prime, and Mech Warrior Roland in the Executioner Prime accompany me. I hereby invoke the ritual of Zellbrigen and challenge you to a duel of warriors. In this solemn matter, let no one interfere.
Sebastian's pulse jumped, hands steadying on the controls. A glance across his HUD showed the other groups north of his Sibkin lighting with identifiers. Nora's adversaries were a Mad Dog Prime, a Timberwolf Prime, and a Gargoyle D, all dangerous at close and medium range. The Timberwolf must be Himari, Sebastian noted. Sebastian continued his assessment. Myra would be facing a Hellbringer B, a Summoner D, and a Warhawk Prime. The Warhawk had enough firepower to gut anything in a straight duel. He wondered how the pairings could be called fair. Mykol would have it worse. A Hellbringer Prime would be his first. Savage firepower, but a tin can. A Summoner Prime and a Warhawk C would round it out. Sebastian knew Falconer Carla favored the Summoner Prime, and wondered if she is what Mykol had against him. They pressed north until the forest loomed close. Sebastian noted on radar that Myra and Mykol veered east toward the southern center, just as planned. On his tactical plot, their opposite numbers shifted erratically, unsure of the cadet's intentions. Just as planned, the enemy pushed for the central gap to cut them off. He kept pace with Nora on the eastern approach, drawing their expected pursuers, the Mad Dog Prime in her lane and the Hellbringer A in his. But the gap between them and a third contact was shrinking fast. Himari's Timberwolf. It was almost keeping pace with the lead pair, its heavier frame closing in far sooner than planned. That meant, when the fight turned into a melee, it would not be two lighter, less armored mechs against their summoners. The Mad Dog and Timberwolf together could hit like a hammer, and neither was an opponent to take lightly.
5 seconds to weapons range,
he muttered under his breath, more to steady himself than for anyone else.
Showtime.
Nora and Sebastian forced their adversaries into position. Sebastian hoped Myra and Mykol were doing the same in their end. Nora disappeared from Sebastian's peripheral for a moment, to then break cover as her Gauss rifle boomed, slugs slamming into Bren's Mad Dog torso, followed by a white flare from her large pulse laser scarring its left torso. Bren's reply came in a swarm of LRMs that rattled her left side and tore craters in the mud around her. Sebastian's crosshairs locked on Lars's Hellbringer A. He squeezed the triggers. His ultra-autocannon bellowed, ripping the LRM rack from its shoulder. Return fire stitched his left torso with heat warnings. The summoner shuddered, heat sinks groaning as the cockpit air thickened with the tang of hot metal.
LRM is down. You are mine,
he growled, forcing his summoner forward into the exchange. Through the rain, Nora's summoner vaulted upward in a high, shearing jump, the signal they were waiting for. They were initiating the melee. Sebastian swung with her, both switching focus to the Mad Dog. his PPC, LRMs, and autocannon hammered its ravaged center torso. Nora's follow-up Gauss shot punched clean through. The ejection seat rocketed skyward, vanishing into the storm clouds. Sebastian's own armor was peeling from his left side, and Nora's right leg showed deep scoring. But Bren was down. One adversary each. The plan was holding. For now. Falconer Carla's voice crackled over the storm and comms.
You knew the risks. By the rules of the trial, you have started a melee. All your opponents are now free to engage you. I hope you knew what you were doing.
Sebastian's jaw tightened. If the trainers wanted to pile on now, nothing would stop them. The words gnawed at him, confirmation that their carefully drawn lines could dissolve in seconds. By this point, the fight had drawn all four cadets toward the central gap between the forest columns. The range and angles had shifted, and Sebastian could better keep track of everyone's battle. The sight steadied him and rattled him at the same time. Every friendly radar blip mattered now, and any one of them blinking out would shatter the plan. Off to his left, Mykol and Myra had locked onto Clint's Hellbringer B. Even at a distance, Sebastian saw the panicked bursts of fire as Clint's mech jerked from target to target, spraying wild in a frantic arc, chewing into trees and empty ground as much as armor. Mykol's LRMs hammered its torsos. Myra's massive ultra autocannon tore through the Hellbringer's paper-thin side armor. The follow-up SRM spread punching deep into the exposed internals. A final pulse laser shot cored the center torso. The canopy blew clear, the ejection seat vanishing skyward in a gout of smoke. Sebastian noted Mykol's summoner still intact, while Myra's left torso armor was gone, shredded by return fire. Explosions rocked the landscape. Trees splintered and toppled, the ground churning into a mess of shattered trunks, smoking craters, and jagged debris. The cadets pressed their advantage, their strategy unfolding as planned, but only just. Sebastian's HUD-E flagged enemy icons shifting. The rest were double-timing it toward them. His remaining two were still over a click out, but Nora's were almost on top of them. Mykol and Myra's pursuers, except for Carla's Summoner Prime and a Summoner D, were still far enough to buy a few moments. Then another red icon surged forward faster than its profile suggested. Nora's third opponent, the Gargoyle D, with its raw speed, cut through the clearing far sooner than expected. Timing ruined.
Savashri.
The curse slipped out before he realized it. Sebastian and Nora swung back toward Lars's Hellbringer A. Nora's pulse laser burned deep into its left and center torso. Sebastian's ER, PPC, and LRMs followed, his ultra autocannon smashing through the already breached armor for the kill.
Splash 3,
Sebastian shouted, heat gauges flaring but satisfaction flooding him. A kill on the board, securing his rank. There was no time to savor it. Himari's Timberwolf was already closing in on them, her two ER large lasers flaring blue through the storm. The beams punched into Nora's left arm, slagging away her large pulse laser and leaving the limb hanging on a twisted brace of armor. The sight jolted Sebastian.
One more solid hit and Nora could be crippled.
His reticle swung back to the Timberwolf, fingers tightening on the triggers. The PPC bolt went wide, but his LRMs and autocannon slugs slammed into its left leg, shattering armor in jagged bursts. Nora saw the concentrated damage. She shifted her aim low, Gauss rifle booming. The round punched through the Timberwolf's already battered leg, the massive joint locking for an instant before collapsing under its own weight. The heavy machine crashed to its knee, then toppled into the mud. Himari was out. One less hammer to fall on them. Looking at his HUD, he realized they had 20 seconds at most, until his other two adversaries would be in range.
We need to block them. Now.
He angled north toward the southeastern forest, trying to force his two opponents to adjust their trajectory and confuse them. Every second they could keep them away was another breath to keep things in their favor. To his right, Mykol traded blows with his opponent in a Hellbringer Prime, LRM streaking through the air while its AMS spat down intercepting fire. Myra's summoner leapt skyward, cutting across Mykol's line of fire. Her alpha strike slammed into the Hellbringer's chest, ripping it apart before Mykol could finish it. His adversary was gone, but not by his hand.
Stravag!
Sebastian's stomach sank. That should have been Mykol's kill, but now Myra had two. And the price for her aggression was exposing her back as Carla's summoner Prime and the other summoner D approached. The plan had frayed, and the fight was about to turn. Sebastian caught the movement on his HUD, the summoner D cresting the rise behind Myra, another heavy silhouette close behind, Carla. The falconer wasted no time. A PPC blast flared azure across the storm, followed by the deep concussive thud of her autocannon. The hits ripped open Myra's rear right torso and tore her right arm free, spinning her summoner sideways and leaving her back bare to follow up fire. Even crippled, Myra refused to break off. She wrenched her machine around just enough to bring the Ultra Autocannon 20 to bear on the fresh Summoner D. Twin slugs slammed into its torso, followed by the ripple of her SRMs. Armor and internal structure blew apart under the barrage. It was all she had left. Carla was already flanking her. Both the Summoner D and Carla struck in perfect unison, energy beams and autocannon shells hammering into Myra. The impacts rocked her machine from multiple angles, staggering it backward before it collapsed into the churned mud. The canopy stayed intact, but no ejection seat fired. Myra was down. Mykol was already hammering the Summoner D when Myra fell. Breaking from cover, he slapped a narc beacon onto its torso and immediately began backing away from the two advancing heavies. Guided by the beacon, his missiles tore into the ragged wounds Myra's autocannon had opened seconds before. The enemy machine reeled under the concentrated barrage, but its return fire, now joined by Carla's Summoner Prime, smashed into Mykol's forward armor. Sebastian and Nora fell back together into the southeast forest, weaving between the trunks to break line of sight with his two remaining adversaries. They angled toward Mykol's position, not to chase a kill, but to pull clear of the guns at their backs and see if they could tip the balance in his fight. Ahead, the hulking gargoyle held the gap between them and Mykol's target. Nora's summoner strode into the open, her Gauss rifle booming. The slug punched straight through the gargoyle's cockpit, vaporizing the canopy and pilot in an instant. The machine crumpled into the undergrowth, sending a shockwave through the ground.
That makes three,
Sebastian muttered, tracking the kill marker on his HUD. Nora was running on her last weapon now, her other arm gone to Himari's fire earlier. They pushed toward Mykol, closing the angle on the Summoner D. That was when Sebastian's threat indicators screamed. His last two adversaries had found their shot. The Executioner Prime's Gauss rifle hit first, a crushing blow that slammed him back in his seat as armor shattered across his left side. The other Summoner Prime followed, ERPPC discharge flashing energy across his vision, autocannon fire hammering into his center torso. Warning klaxons blared, drowning even the storm. Sebastian's summoner's frame lurched under him, restraints biting into his shoulders. The world went white with the explosive bloom of his own machine tearing apart beneath him. For an instant, there was only light and the deafening roar, blotting out thought. Then the sky filled his view, weight crushing him into the seat as the ejection system hurled him clear. His visor rattled with the roar of detonations below until his parachute opened. From here, he could see the whole central gap sprawled before him. Burning wrecks, the black columns of smoke twisting into the storm, the ragged line of the forests hemming it all in. As he soared down, he could see the intensity of the battlefield. A patchwork of fire, smoke, and writhing machine forms. He hit the ground hard, the shock of impact jarring up his spine. His helmet slammed against the harness. He vomited into the visor, coughing as he fought for breath. Sebastian took off his helmet and tossed it aside, watching Mykol, still in the fight, pounding the Summoner D.
"You have to finish it now,"
he shouted, voice raw, even though no comms link would carry the words. Gauss rifle rounds ripped through the air, the shockwave rattling Sebastian's chest as they tore apart a stand of trees 100 meters from Nora's summoner. Even at that distance, the hypersonic shriek of the projectiles cut through the storm, sharp and unnatural, each one a promise of death if it hit. The Executioner Prime and Summoner Prime were swarming her now. Gauss fire and autocannon bursts flaring against the storm-darkened sky. PPC fire from the far flank stitched the tree line near Mykol, exploding trunks into splinters. And to top it off, the Warhawk Prime and Warhawk C looked to finally be within seconds of being in range. They had stayed back until the melee had been declared. Even then, the Sibkins' deliberate positioning had slowed their approach through the forest. With their arrival, it would be 6 against 2, and Mykol and Nora were already battered and heat-stressed. The Executioner shifted and fired again. The first Gauss round shrieked past Nora's summoner, close enough to leave vapor trails curling in the rain. Sebastian flinched at the sonic crack. The next slug hit square in her upper torso. Nora's summoner staggered, then toppled with a deafening crash, mud spraying from the impact. His throat closed. Only Mykol was left. Sebastian's voice tore from his lungs, raw and useless in the storm.
"Finish it, Mykol, now."
Missile fire erupted from Mykol's summoner, warheads punching deep into the battered enemy. The Summoner D seemed to convulse under the impacts before its canopy blasted free, the ejection seat arcing into the clouds. Relief slammed into Sebastian hard enough to leave him dizzy, his knees weakening, breath coming hard and shallow. Mykol had his kill. He'd passed. Despite the chaos, despite the impossible odds, they'd both done it. For a heartbeat, the noise of the battlefield seemed to fade, his mind caught between pride for his Sibkin and the gnawing dread of what was still coming. A heartbeat later, Mykol's hatch blew clear and his own seat rocketed skyward. At the same time, the battlefield erupted. Gauss slugs, ERPPC bolts, and torrents of autocannon fire from all 5 remaining enemy. Mex slammed into his abandoned summoner. Their triggers activated right as Mykol has ejected. The machine crumpled in place under the combined barrage, shattering into burning fragments. The forest went eerily silent, the echoes of battle fading into the distance. Smoke hung over the wrecks like a low ceiling, and Sebastian stood among it, the sudden quiet pressing in on him harder than the storm ever had. The cadets had achieved their objective. But at what cost?